Small donors are one of the big reasons Democrats now control the House of Representatives. The independent digital fundraising platform called Act Blue helped make that happen. Now Republicans want their own version of Act Blue. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
In the House races, Democrats raised more than $62 million from donors of $200 or less. They beat Republicans among small donors by better than 2-1. This gusher shocked Republicans. Here's Virginia Congressman Dave Pratt in a pre-election debate.
Millions and millions of dollars are coming in from Nancy Pelosi and every leftist group, including Act Blue. Please go research those groups. They are trying to buy this election.
Buying it with contributions averaging less than $50, according to Act Blue data. Act Blue isn't a party committee. It's a nonprofit entity, like a utility, facilitating the flow of liberal money by processing credit card contributions at no charge to candidates. Any Democratic candidate or organization can use it. This election cycle, it handled contributions totaling $1.6 billion.
That's something that definitely has to happen on the Republican side.
Minnesota Congressman Tom Emmer is the incoming chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee, which exists to help elect Republicans to the House. He's pushing the idea of a Republican Act Blue.
This past midterm shows that waiting to do that has frankly put our candidates at a severe disadvantage.
Here's the ironic part. Small donors used to be a powerful weapon for the GOP 40 years ago. But now the party's strength is in billionaire money. One example, Miriam Adelson. President Trump gave her the Presidential Medal of Freedom this month for her philanthropy.
I know the work you've done, and you have been truly incredible. Here to celebrate Miriam's award is Sheldon.
Charity aside, Sheldon and Miriam Adelson are also big Republican donors, giving nearly $300 million in the past 4 years. Emmer's goal of a party-wide digital platform has its own obstacles. Here's one problem. Republicans already have a lot of digital fundraising platforms. As Emmer pointed out, they're run by political consultants as profit-making enterprises.
I want to be careful with this because, you know, this isn't to be critical of anybody who's been involved, but it's just a fact that there are too many people who I think have protected territory and they want to be that facilitator because of the financial incentive.
Meanwhile, Trump's reelection campaign is gobbling up small contributions, nearly $14 million since he took office. Any new fundraising platform also faces a potential conflict. If it has links to party organizations, its hands would be tied whenever a Republican insurgent challenged a sitting House member.
You're going to have outsiders who are trying to disrupt the system, who are very popular with small donors, and the party's going to want to stand behind their incumbent.
David Karp is a political scientist at George Washington University.
Doing what Act Blue does requires flexibility and giving up control. The Republican Party historically hasn't been great at doing that. They have wanted to provide a slate of candidates, say they're endorsed, and then encourage people to donate to them.
So any new fundraising platform might be going up against the Republican establishment. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.